We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Dav Tzadik Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Dav Tzadik Amud Aleph. Mishnah says like this, Katon She'Sioi Aviv, a Katon whose Kedushin is not Deraisa, and his father married him off, even though the father can marry off a Katana Deraisa, not a Katon, but he helped him out, but it's only Kedushin Derabanan. And he wrote a Ksuba, so obviously the Ksuba he writes while he's a Katon is not worth much because he's a Katon. So Katon She'Sioi Aviv, Ksubasa Kayemes, after he becomes a gadol and he continues being married, you have a ksuba. The ksuba is kayam. Shamanaske and kayma. Because when he continued being married, after he was a gadol, it was a monastic ksuba, and therefore it's a good ksuba. And the same thing is by a ger. Ger that was married with a ksuba, but he was a goy when he was married. Ger shos gari ishtimah, they both became gerim. So you don't have to write a new ksuba. Ksuba kayamas, the ksuba you wrote while you were a guy is kayamas. Shamanaske and kaima. When you became a yid and you made your marriage into a marriage of a Yisrael, a marriage of the Raisa, then it went along with the ksuba that you wrote while you were a guy. So the same thing by katan and by ger. The ksuba you wrote while you're a potter works for now.
There's no kedushin.
There's no kedushin when you're katan either. Zero kedushin when you're katan. The Teretz is once you're married, well, once a katan becomes a gadol and once a ger becomes a yid, together with his wife, so now the first bia, the same kedushin, they're married now. The thing is, they didn't write a ksuba. The chiddush is that ksuba is kaima. Amanas kein kaima. That the marriage was all that ksuba. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, lo yishon al manu masayim. That only goes. Let's say the ksuba had the regular 200 for besula, and it had an extra $500 of tesefes. So that din, the amanas kein kaima, only works for the manu masayim. Avat tesefes ein lo. Rashi explains Pshat. Rashi explains that Rabbi Huna is teaching us really the shtar is nothing because the shtar was written while the person was a goy or while he was a katan. So the shtar is nothing. So why is there a ksuba of 200? Because it's Tanai Bezdin. But Tesefes is not Tanai Bezdin. It's not a given that you get Tesefes. So therefore, you only get Mana Messiah. Rabbi Huda, I filled Tesefes, Yashla. Rabbi argues it's even Tesefes. And we'll speak something out about Rav Huna in a second. First, let's show you that Rav Huda gets shlugged up. Huda says, even Tesefes you get, even though it wasn't a good shtar, but now you got married, even Tesefes is chal now. Meisvei, learned in the Braiso, I say, Kasha now on Rav Yehuda, Meisvei, it says, Chitshu, if after he became a gadol, or after he became a ger, he was mechadish something in the shtar, he added something to the shtar, on the first ksuba, he added something on the first ksuba, and tell us about Chitshu, you get the extra. Only if you mechadish the tesefes afterwards do you get it. But any tesefes from before, you don't get it. It's a right to Rav Huna. So no, af mashachitshu. And don't say that when you mechadish something, you revatel the whole tesefes. No, it means af mashachitshu. Break the Gemara, no, but I'll show you Stoma first, not like Rav Yehuda. It says in the Braisa, different. It says in the Braisa, chitshu, no, tell us mashachitshu. Loi chitshu, besula goyve mesayim. Besula gets 200, vamanamana. Tiufta de Rav Yehuda. It's a kasha of Rav Yehuda. And what's Pshat Rav Yehuda? What did he think? Rav Yehuda Mestitim Atiyase. Who saw that Ksuvasa Kayamas Akula Milsakoye? It says that Ksuvasa Kayamas Shamas Kain Kaima. So he thought it meant the whole Ksuba. Akula Milsakoye Koye. Lohi. Ika Ksuba Koye. When the Ika Ksuba of 100 and 200, of the 200, that's the Ika as it meant Ksuba's Kayam. So what's Shver? So passing Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says they only get the Mana Messiah, not the Sephas. Why? We say because of Tanai Bezdin. Freitzel Takasha. So the ksuba means nothing, right? Because the ksuba means nothing. The ksuba is a chas ba'am, Rashi says. The reason why I'm getting 200 is because of the Tanai Bezdin. So what does the Mishnah mean? I'm asking kaima. It's like, what do you mean I'm asking kaima? As if like Tosfos. That what's I'm asking kaima? It's nothing to do with it. Even if you didn't do I'm asking kaima, you didn't think about the ksuba when you got married, still, it's a Tanai Bezdin, you're 200. Only talking about Tanai Bezdin. That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos says, don't tell me because you're going to use it the shtar. But to collect from a Shabbat, because you don't collect from a Shabbat, because that star says the earlier Zman from when a person was a guy or when he's a cotton. So Tosfos answers that it's teaching us that even though Lamaisa, when he got married to Raisa, she was a Be'ula already. So maybe I'll snipe Bez and Joseph get 100. She's going to get 200. Kamashwa, I'm asking Kaima, they get the 200. They get 200. That's what it means, I'm asking Kaima. That the Tanai Bezdin will give you 200 alts like a Psula because I'm asking Kaima. So that's the end of the parakos of Ishtai, Hadron, Allah, Hakosiv, Ishtai, Blineder, for those that finished it. Now we're starting a new parak Mishai Nasui. Mishai Nasui, at least the beginning, very much, talks about Ksuvas Benin Dichrin. What is Ksuvas Benin Dichrin? Ksuvas Benin Dichrin means that if a person has, the classic case is, a person has two wives, and they both die in his lifetime. Now the halacha is, he's Yerush, her Ksuba. Her Ksuba could have a lot of things in him, could have the money he was Mechayev to her, and the Nichsis and Basel she brought him from her father's house. That's what her Ksuba could have. And sometimes, let's say it's Rachel and Leah, Rachel's Ksuba could be much bigger than Leah, and they each had children. So really, when Rachel and Leah die, the husband, Reuven, was Yerush them completely. So when Reuven dies, all his children, all his boys, split it evenly. They split it evenly. But now, really, the kids say, you know, we should really get our mother's Ksuba. And especially the mother's father, who gave the money, really wants that. Wants to stay in the family. So Halacha is, Ksuba ben Dichon says, that even though it's the regular Yerusha, and it's their father's money, but they get what the mother's Ksuba said. That the father was Yerush and the mother, they get it. It's called Ksubas ben Dichon. That's what it's called. So, Zok the Mishnah. Misha Inasir Shtein Hashim. Someone was married to two women. Humeis Harishoina. Humeis Harishoina Kedemes Lushnia. Vyashoina Kedemes Yashoshnia. Someone was married to two Nashim, and they both died in his. They both died after him. He died, and then both his wives died after him. So in this case, it's not a Shaila of Bnin Dichron over here. Here's a case that both wives collect the Ksuba. But they both died before they got a chance to collect the Ksuba. So now each of the Yerushim are coming to the state saying we're collecting Ksuba. This is not Ksuba's Bnin Dichron, this is a Pashta Chayiv. Why? Because when the husband dies, he's Chayiv Ksuba to Rachel and to Leah. He's Chayiv Ksuba. So who goes first? So Harishayna Kedemes Hashniya, V'Yerushayna Kedemes Hashniya. If both women are alive, so let's see, Rachel got married first and then Leah. So Rachel collects first. If it's not enough stuff, only she gets it. And then Leah gets whatever's left. And same thing, Yerushayna Kedemes Hashniya. Why? Because whoever got married first, their Shtar Ksuba is Kedemes, is before, is written from before, and therefore they get first collection. But Nasa Harishayna Omeisa, let's say one of the wives died in his lifetime, and he technically was Yerush her Ksuba. And then Umeis, and also she married another lady, Umeis, who, and he died. So then, now who goes first? Do the Ksubas Bnin Dichron go first, or the Chayiv for the Sheni? So if anyone doesn't understand, please ask me. But here, who goes first? The Ksubas Bnin Dichron or the Chayiv? Which means like this. We had Rachel Leah. Rachel died first, and Reuven was Yerush her. And then he married Leah, and now Reuven dies. So Leah gets her ksuba. That's a chayv. Rachel's kids are saying, we should get our ksubas bin dichrin. The part of the Yerusha that came from their mother, they want it. So who goes first? So the halacha is that the ksuba is collected first, which means the second one who's collecting ksuba goes before ksubas bin dichrin. What's the reason? Because ksubas bin dichrin is a din Yerusha. It's a certain type of din of Yerusha that says the direction it goes is, it goes to Rachel's kids. They get an extra special part of the Yerusha, but it's still Yerusha. Mashiach and Achayiv goes first, before Yerusha. Before Yerusha, you first clear up all the debts. And that's the second wife.
Why is the second wife
sleep? A debt Yerusha goes before Yerusha. What?
Yerusha.
Because that's a debt. It's a debt of the mother.
She died.
Right, but she died after Reuven died. Wait, she died after Reuven died. So there was Chala Chayiv.
But when she dies now,
no, it makes them, no.
She didn't collect Ksuba.
No, not Yerusha. No, not Yerusha, the mother. Only her kids are Yerusha. Not everyone's Yerusha. The mother wants to be Yerusha. So, Nasa is a Rishayna Omeisa. Nasa is a Rishayna Omeisa. Nasa Shni Omeis. Who? Then he died. Shni of Yerusha, Kaimir Rishayna. That first, why? Because their Chayiv comes before the Yerusha of the Rishayna, the Yerusha Rishayna. Zakti Gemar. Meditani HaRishayna Kedemes HaShniya. Now we're talking about the first part of the Gemara, we're talking about the first case in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah is a case where you have a classic case of two Nashim collecting their Ksuba, and let's say they die. So Meditani HaRishayna Kedemes HaShniya, B'lo Ketani HaRishayna Yeshla HaShniya Enla, V'chali Kamesh Pira Tavshalem HaFkim Enet. So what's the deek of the Mishnah? First of all, Rashi explains that obviously we're talking about in this Mishnah, there's not enough nechassim for both of them. Because if there is, who cares who's first? They're both getting the money. What's the difference first? Obviously, there's only enough money for one. So therefore, we're saying who goes first because the other one's not going to get the money. They're not going to get enough money. So they're not getting enough money for both of them. So whoever goes first is the one getting the money. So the Gemara of Daik Veloshin of Kedemes, it's mashma that it's only a din Kedima, but not that the Shniya gets nothing. So what is the idea? Kedima is like this. Again, we're going to the first case of Mishnah where there are two Bali Choy, where they both have Ksubas, they both have debts. It says the one who has a star with the earliest man collects first. So it only says Kedemes. It just says she's the only one taking. Why is it Kedemes? Mashma, that if the second one decides to grab first, you don't take it away from her. That's the deal.
Why can't it just mean that if there's enough, it's not enough, you give her first?
So she's saying to tell us then. It's not enough, she's saying to tell us. What's Kedemes?
Lost of Kedima. That'll only cover that one case.
No, Kedemes, no. Because if they have enough money, then Kedemes is not negay. Who cares who goes first? What's the difference? If there's enough money, who cares? So it must be, it's not enough money. If it's not enough money, she's saying to tell us. Kedemes sounds like that it's only a din kedima, but the other one grabs it, he can still keep it. She still can keep it. Mektani Yerushani Kedema Shniya, Velekta Roshani Yesh Law, Vashni Ein Law, Mechlad, the Kodma Shniya. The second wife goes, Vatafsa, and grabs it, Loy Mefkim Reino. Shema, we know, we see from here, a Bachoy Ma'ucher, in a case we have two Bachoy, and the Bachoy Ma'ucher, she called him a Gava, Masha Gava Gava, Jiraya, that a Bachoy whose star was later, that went ahead and collected first, what they collected is works. So it's a right to that Shiloh. So tomorrow, no, it's not a riot. Emelok mashugava loygava. Really, if the second one goes ahead and collects, you take away from them. What's also kedemes? My kedemes legamri katani. Some of the word kedemes can mean legamri. It means completely before that. The only one to take. The only one to take anything. Where do you find this idea? Kedetran ben koyin lebas. We find by the order of Yerusha, it says the son is before the bas. When it comes to regular Yerushas, we know there it's not just kedemes. It's if the bas goes takes the Yerusha, no, ben gets it. It's ben there. It's legamri. So you see where kedemes can be legamri. Our mishnah means legamri also. That's one version of a diak. Ikedamri diak is the opposite. We knew kedemes means neitalis. But there's a diak. But like katani im kodma shniya v'tof se'im tzim v'yada. It should have spoke out that im kodma shniya and took it, that aim at Tzim Yada, this doesn't say that, so that we'll assume that Kedemes means that she's the only one who gets it. Mechal, the Kod Mashdiv Tafsa, Mefkinim Enei. Since it doesn't speak out that aim at Tzim Yada, we assume it means Mefkinim Enei. So Shmamina, we see the opposite. Shmamina, Baal Mechayv Me'ucha, Shekod Ve'gav, Mashigav Aloy Gav. That's not a good collection, because it says on Mishnah Kedemes, and it doesn't explain that Im Tafsa, Aim at Tzim Yada, it's Mashma, that Taka Mai Tzim Yada, which is the Pashas of Kedemes. This I'm speaking out what like Tyson really says. Loilam. So it's not a deal. Loilam lak mashu gava gava. Really, maybe what you collect, you collect. So why did it didn't speak it out? Because I did tana shniya. In the second case, there definitely the shniya goes before the rishayna because one's a chayv, one's a yerusha, and there even if the yerush grabs it, you still collect. That's for sure. There it's for sure it's seeing the other. I did tana shniya of yerusha koydim yerusha rishayna, and there you can't say. Without speaking out, so maybe really aim at Tzim Yada, but it wanted to be uniform with the whole Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah, you definitely might see Yada. So therefore, it didn't want to say aim at Tzim Yada the ratio. Taisa Rosh actually asked, let it say Mitzian, aim at Tzim. But the way Rashi is learning is that they wanted the Mishnah to be uniform, and therefore, since in the Sefer, it can't say aim at Tzim Yada because they're definitely. The halacha is that the shniyah before the rishonah, it's a hard rule and there's no way it can be typist. Same thing, the ratio, we didn't speak it out, but the ratio is not a hard rule. The attacker, maybe, mashagava is gava, if you went ahead and grabbed it, even though you were second, it could be you could keep it.